This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Winnebago County Board will decide tonight if the new day-by-day warming shelter will be located on CP Avenue in downtown Oshkosh. The County Board will first decide whether to accept a $10.4 million state grant. It provides better than $3.5 million for the full-time day-by-day warming shelter. Now, some downtown Oshkosh business owners and residents have opposed the shelter's location on CP Avenue. They like to see it somewhere other than downtown. It's back. The WPS Farm Show returns to the EAA grounds today and runs through Thursday of this week. The farm show was canceled the last 2 years due to COVID-19. The show features better than 400 exhibitors from 18 states and two foreign countries. Page 2, the four candidates for the Oshkosh School Board will sit down again for a discussion of the issues. The virtual event is being put together by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. It starts tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock here on the Chamber website. Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff and others delivered the State of the City address last night. Now, if you missed it, you can find out more on the Oshkosh Media webpage. Ground has now been officially broken on the new Lakeshore Pavilion. The four-season get-together spot will have a beautiful view of Lake Butamore and will be available for weddings, banquets, and meetings. Construction has already begun, with hopes of having it ready to go sometime early next year. And with less than 10 people currently hospitalized in the Fox Valley hospitals with COVID-19, the Winnebago County Health Department is now turning its attention to addiction and overdoses. The Health Department is presenting a seminar tomorrow called We Heart You, Recovery in Our Community. The seminar will feature ESPN sportscaster Lauren Sisler, who lost both her parents to addiction. That is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored today by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'm back again with more things that are newsworthy coming up on Thursday of this week, right here on the Chamber website.